From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information starting from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, let's begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id, and RRI Playgo mobile app.
Here's the news, read by Ray. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo inaugurates 33 roads worth 925 billion rupiah in East Java. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin affirms government is committed to building skilled HR through training centers. And now the news in details. Indonesian President Joko Widodo inaugurated road construction and repair on 33 roads across East Java province, totaling 275 kilometers, with a substantial budget of 925 billion rupiah. The work is an implementation of the presidential instruction for the development of road infrastructure in Madian Regency, East Java. In his speech, he said that is a lot of budget, highlighting the government's commitment to improving infrastructure in their region. President Joko Widodo was accompanied by Minister of Defense Prabowo Subianto and Minister of Public Works and Housing Basuki Haji Mulyono during the inauguration ceremony. The second news. The Indonesian government is strongly committed to building skilled human resources, including through the establishment of community job training centers. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin said communities' BLKs are expected to produce independent people in accordance with the needs of the job market and the regions where the community of BLKs are established. According to a statement received from the Minister of Manpower on Friday, Vice President Ma'ruf Amin said that the establishment of community-based BLKs is an important part of the government's goal to build independence by improving the quality of human resources. On the same occasion, Minister of Manpower Ida Fauzia emphasized that the establishment of communities BLKs is a solution for people who are hindered by geographical condition from visiting job training centers located in their provincial capitals. And the third news. Jakarta City will likely celebrate its 497th anniversary as the national capital for the last time on June 22, 2024. President Joko Widodo will reportedly pass a decree on the relocation of the national capital in July 2024. The government has also planned to hold the country's Independence Day of Ceremony in the capital of Nusantara, Ikn, in East Kalimantan on August 17, 2024. Dini Purnomo, the president's special staff for legal affairs, said that Jakarta will remain the capital city until the issuance of the presidential decree on the transfer of the national capital to Ikn. She cited Article 39 of the Ikn Law of 2022 as the basis for a statement. Dini also made reference to Article 41 of the Ikn Law, which stated that Jakarta's status as an autonomous region and a national capital will be nullified and declared invalid following the issuance of the presidential decree on Ikn. And the fourth news. PT ASDP Indonesia Ferry will temporarily close the Ketapang Gilimanuk and Palangbai Lembar crossing service to from Bali Island starting Monday, March 11th at 5 a.m. Wita, until Tuesday, March 12th, 6 a.m. Wita. Antara News Agency reported. The closure was carried out in order to welcome Bali's Day of Silence or Nyepi Day 1946, Saka year, which falls on Monday. This was said by Corporate Secretary of PT ASDP Indonesia, Ferry Shelvi Arifin, in a statement received by Indonesia Window on Friday. Shelvi also said that closure of the two passes to and from Bali Island followed the joint appeal of the implementation of the holidays of Nyepi New Chaka 1946, signed by religious leaders and community leaders who are members of the Religious Harmony Forum of Bali Province and the head of the regional office of the Ministry of Religious Affairs of Bali Province. ASDP also urges all service users to arrange their travel schedules according to the sport operational schedule. ASDP has also instructed shipping operators operating on both routes to socialize the temporary closure of crossing activities to service users. The fifth news. U.S. President Joe Biden warned Friday that it would be tough to secure ceasefire between Israel and Hamas by the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. He told reporters when asked if a deal halt the five-month-old conflict would be achieved by Ramadan, which is due to start as early as Sunday depending on the sighting of the moon. Hamas armed wing on Friday urges supporters to mobilize towards the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in East Jerusalem, a flashpoint for violence during Ramadan in the past year. It also said that there would be no compromise on the movement's demand that Israel withdraw from Gaza to secure the release of hostages seized by Hamas. The sixth news. Turkey is ready to host a summit between Ukraine and Russia to end the war, President Tayyip Erdogan said on Friday. After talks with the Ukrainian counterpart Volodymyr Zelensky in Istanbul, in a meeting lasting about an hour, Erdogan and Zelensky discussed the development in the Ukraine-Russia war. Shipping security in the Black Sea, including the defunct grain deal and defense industry cooperation, according to the two sides. NATO member Turkey supports Ukraine's territorial integrity, but also maintains cordial relations with Russia and regularly speaks with both sides in the conflict. Notably, as a sponsor of the Black Sea deal that lifted de facto Russian blockade of Ukraine grain exports. The seventh news. Saudi Arabia Supreme Court has called on all Muslims in the kingdom to take forward the Ramadan crescent moon on Sunday evening. Sunday corresponds to Shaban 29, 1445 in the Islamic calendar. The Supreme Court has asked that anyone who sees the Ramadan crescent with their naked eyes or through binoculars notify the court nearest to their location and record their testimony there. The Saudi press agency reported as the holy month of Ramadan begins, Muslims across the world observe fast that requires abstinence from all food and drinks from dawn until dusk as a part of the Islamic ritual that aims to encourage patience, charity, and community welfare. And the final news. United Nations Population Fund representative in Vietnam, Matt Jackson, said that Vietnam has been putting gender equality, women's empowerment, and human rights at the center of the development. In an article titled Women and Girls Are Empowered to Make Their Own Decision, written on the occasion of the 114th anniversary of the International Women's Day, Jackson said that UNFPA in Vietnam ensures that their projects and programs work for everyone who needs them. To achieve this, UNFPA must be people-centered and reflect people's wishes and needs. Women's leadership is critical to Vietnam's socio-economic growth, he insisted. Pauline Tamises, the UN resident coordinator in Vietnam, and Caroline Nyamayemombe, representative of UN Women in Vietnam, wrote a joint article on accelerating investment in women, which says Vietnam has made strides in women's empowerment. And that was Newsline.
The first item in the news from across Indonesia comes from Kulon Progo, Yogyakarta. The Kulon Progo Regency Government Special Region of Yogyakarta held a Nyadran Agung traditional ceremony welcoming the month of Ramadan in Islamic calendar, which took place at Water Square as an effort to preserve culture. Acting Regent of Kulon Progo, Nimadi Dwi Panti Indrayanti, in Kulon Progo Wednesday said that Nyadran Agung is a big agenda for the Kulon Progo Regency Government ahead of Ramadan month. She said Nyadran Agung is one of the Javanese Islamic cultural heritage taught by Wali Songo, which is strung together like a thread of legend, full of amazement because it is full of Islamic meaning. Wali Songo or the nine Islamic preachers are known not only as persistent and productive propagators of Islam, but also pioneers of various creative activities in Islamic tradition and arts. Apart from that, Nimade also revealed that Nyadran can be used as a means of friendship to strengthen brotherhood carried out the whole community regardless of social or religious status that adds to the beauty of culture. The next news comes from Denpasar, Bali. The Association of Indonesian Hotels and Restaurants in Bali educates foreign tourists who are on the island during the Hindus Nyepi Day regarding taboos and condition on that day. Deputy Chairman of the Association Bali Chapter, Ing Gusti Ngurah Rai Suryawijaya, in Denpasar Wednesday said that the education was through information in the form of leaflets in accommodations and on television broadcasts, which would inform about Nyepi Day, which falls on March the 11th. He said that education for tourists was not limited to information in hotels, but also explained that information was needed because Nyepi was part of Balinese tradition and culture. On Nyepi Day last year, Bali recorded hotel occupancy at an average of 60%. The majority were tourists who wanted to enjoy experience while enjoying also the tradition of Ogoh-Ogoh and Melasti parades on the beach prior to the Nyepi Day. They were already in Bali before the Nyepi holiday because on Nyepi Day, all access to Bali were closed. The latest news comes from Yogyakarta. A mountain of typical Yogyakarta souvenirs as high as 11 meters, which was arranged involving 3,312 micro, small, and medium enterprises in the courtyard of Malioboro Terrace, Yogyakarta City, Tuesday, managed to break the record and was recorded in the Indonesian World Records Museum, Muri. The mountain of souvenirs containing almost 5,000 culinary crafts and fashion products and was the largest and highest ever with the largest number of micro, small, and medium enterprises involved. That was news from Indonesia.
We begin today in history with the event on March 2, 2020, when the first case of COVID-19 in Indonesia was discovered. Indonesian President Joko Widodo, accompanied by Indonesian Minister of Health Terawan Agus Putranto, announced the first case of COVID-19 in Indonesia on March 2, 2022, a 64-year-old mother and her 31-year-old daughter. They were infected by a Japanese citizen who came to Indonesia. At that time, in a press conference at the Merdeka Palace in Jakarta, President Joko Widodo conveyed that since the beginning, the government had increased their readiness of many hospitals and equipment in accordance with international standards for handling COVID-19 in Indonesia. Let's move on to the event in 1958 about the opening of Beijing International Airport. China inaugurated Beijing International Airport on March 2, 1958. At that time, the airport had one small terminal, which was used for VIP and charter flights. The capital airport is located in Chaoyang District, 32 kilometers northeast of the downtown of Beijing City. The airport is owned and operated by Beijing Capital International Airport Company Limited, a government-controlled company. We end today in history with the event on March 2, 1950, when the government of the Republic of Indonesia re-entered the city of Malang. Malang City is one of the regions in East Java, Indonesia, which has a long history. After Indonesia proclaimed its independence on July 22, 1947, the Dutch attempted to reoccupy Malang. The Dutch occupation of Malang caused the Malang City regional government and its apparatus to flee outside the city. Then, until 1950, a federation government existed. On March 2, 1950, the regional government of the Republic of Indonesia, led by Mayor M. Sarjono Wiryoharjono, returned from evacuation and occupied Malang City Hall. That's today in history from Voice of Indonesia.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at the frequency 3325 kHz or 475 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, the next segment is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is on the role of the Ministry of Agrarian Affairs and Special Planning National Land Agency in making Indonesia advance 2045. Indonesian Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati revealed the important role of the Ministry of Agrarian Affairs and Special Planning or National Land Agency in achieving a developed Indonesia by 2045. At the 2024 National Working Meeting at the Ministry held in Jakarta on Thursday, she assessed, in order to realize Indonesia's ideals of progress, high-quality economic growth is needed. Sri Mulyani believes this not only from human hard work, but also from assets and land, which must also be productive. Sri Mulyani also said land and agrarian are extraordinarily important assets that make investors and entrepreneurs interested in Indonesia. She hopes the ministry helps create a good investment climate by providing clarity on land status for investors and entrepreneurs. She emphasized the need to provide legal certainty and create special planning that makes productive activities soar and supports development and equality in Indonesia. She added, a good agrarian system and special planning is important for inclusive and sustainable economic growth because it is useful for providing legal certainty or increasing productivity, supporting development efforts, sustainable growth, and protecting the environment. In the same event, the Minister of Agrarian Affairs and Special Planning, National Land Agency, Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono, revealed policies of the Ministry of Agrarian Affairs and Special Planning, National Land Agency for 2024, one of which is to realize quality special planning and control of space utilization based on national special planning and regions to create inclusive and sustainable economic development through mitigation and adaptation to climate change and a green economy. That was My Indonesia Today.
Thank you.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
This is Voice of Indonesia, the overseas broadcasting service of Radio Republik Indonesia. Now we present you Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. Jepara is a famous city for its beautiful and natural beaches. The northern and western areas of Jepara are directly bordered by the sea that make these areas have many beaches. One of the good beach attractions in Jepara with Balinese flavor is Bando Beach. Listener, Bondo Beach offers beautiful views and exotic white sand that are soothing to the eyes. This is because the beach is always kept clean and many pandan trees that grow around the beach add to the beautiful impression. Relaxingly sitting by enjoying the view of the beach while accompanied by the sound of the waves is a calming sensation. The cool beach breeze, white sand, and blue sea water combine in harmony with the beauty of Bondo Jepara Beach. Listener, playing or getting wet in the water is, of course, mandatory when visiting beach tourism. One of the advantages of Bondo Beach is that the waves are calm so that visitors can freely play on the edge of the beach without fear of being swept away by the waves. Playing in the sand at Bondo Beach, which has clean and fine sand, is a favorite among visiting tourists. Besides to increase tourist attraction, the management also provides various interesting photo spots for taking selfies. The appearance of its charm will be even more beautiful when the sun begins to set. The golden orange sky makes the atmosphere even more romantic. After the sunset view is over and day turns to night, you will enjoy the night atmosphere with charming twinkling lights, like seeing thousands of fireflies on Bondo Beach. You can also enjoy the beauty of the night here by camping on the large beach area. Listener, the name of Bondo Beach, which is located in Bondo Village, Bangsri, sub-district Jepara Regency, Central Java, is taken from the location of the village called Bondo Village. For those who want to visit Bondo Jepara Beach, is open every day for 24 hours. The road to Bondo Beach is also good enough so that visitors can come by motorcycles or car rental services. If you are in Indonesia and in the city of Jepara, please look for the right time to get rid of your busy life by relaxing at Bondo Beach, Jepara. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today's edition. We'll see you tomorrow again. I am Ahmad Faisal.
Di atas meja rindu itu. itu hilang dalam kata-kata. Sebentar lagi kita saling lupa. Kita menjelma pagi dingin yang dipayungi kabut. Tak bisa lagi bercerita apa adanya. Mengapa takut pada lara sementara semua rasa bisa kita cipta. Akan selalu ada tenang di sela-sela gelisah yang menunggu reda. Di dalam kamar rindu itu menguap dalam kebisuan. Sebentar lagi kita semakin lupa. Kita menjelma kebisuan yang tak bisa diungkap. Tak bisa lagi bercerita apa adanya.
Thank you.
listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occur in Indonesia. VOI listener, good news comes from the world of Indonesian education, in which two teams of Formula Car engineers from the University of Indonesia and Gajah Mada University or UGM have successfully amazed visitors at the Indonesia International Motor Show, which took place from February 15 to the 27, 2024, with their cars and their work Formula Car in Hall C G Expo Kemayoran, Jakarta. University of Indonesia Racing Team presented their newest car, UIRT02, which has just won the Czech Student Formula in the Czech Republic in 2023. Meanwhile, Bima Sakti Racing Team UGM team brought the Bima Sakti Gen 12 or BM12 car, which won award at Formula SAE Italy 2023. Listener, the UIRT02 Formula car made by the University of Indonesia students and the Bima Sakti Gen 12 car made by UGM students appeared with designs that drew attention. The two cars are the result of a collaboration between engineering teams from University of Indonesia and Gajah Mada University in collaboration with artist Raja TJ Painting Studio and sponsored by one of the national paint manufacturers. Previously, Gajah Mada University Bima Sakti team succeeded in winning various awards in Formula SAE Italy 2023, including Business Plan Presentation Champion, Top 5 Endurance, and many more. BCI Director Eric Indra Kurniawan on February 27, 2024 stated, "The nation's automotive creations have good quality and can compete with well-known brands internationally." Well, listener, that's miscellany from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sewindu sudah ku tak mendengar suaramu, ku tak lagi lihat senyumanmu yang selalu menghiasi hariku. Sewindu sudah kau tak berada di sisiku, kau menghilang dari pandanganku. Tak tahu kini kau di mana. Ternyata belum siap aku. Sisiku, kau menghilang dari pandanganku. Oh, tak tahu kini kau di mana. Ternyata belum siap aku. selalu teringat akan cinta yang dulu, selalu teringat akan cinta yang dulu. Hidupkanku.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World, 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
VY listener, today's music corner presents a keroncong song entitled Karena Kamu by Nasfa Aprilianti, accompanied by keroncongan. The song, which was released on March 21, 2011, was composed by Robbie Harris and popularized by Indonesian band Geisha. The song, which means Because of You, tells about someone passionately waits for their ex-lover to return to them, even though the ex is already happy with someone else. Well, listener, let's enjoy the keroncong version of Karena Kamu by Nasfa Aprilianti. Happy listening!
Karena kamu aku rela menunggu semua. Sungguh berat yang ku rasa. Karena kamu aku tetap bertahan, meskipun kini engkau dipeluknya. Masih mungkinkah semua abadi seperti dahulu? Karenamu, selalu karenamu, ku cemburu. Thank you.
Of Indonesia.
Listener, it's time for me to sign out now. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id and RRI Playgo mobile app. Don't forget to check our social media accounts, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, VOI Indonesia. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Indonesia. I'm Rahmawati signing out. See you in the next English program.